Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 26th on the West Coast, now April the 27th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and hope you enjoy tonight's show. Well, not much to report in terms of news, hearing lots of spin. Of course, now the airwaves are primarily taken up by the goings-on or the not-goings-on. We don't really know. I think we clarified that somewhat last night with a clip I played of three newscasters just totally losing it. And I did look into that, but before we go into that topic, I want to go back to what I was just saying and mention that also there are these announcements of who's running for the presidency. And, of course, you have, I guess, any more, you probably don't need a driver's license either or a Social Security number. In fact, if you have 16 or more, and aliases, and that can substitute for a certificate of live birth. Forget about the U.S. Constitution. George W. Bush had it right when he said it's nothing but a GD piece of paper, and others have referred to it as a piece of used toilet paper. Now, I don't subscribe to that. However, I do acknowledge their disavowing of the oaths that they've taken to uphold that worthless piece of paper. So their oaths are worthless. It pretty much you can, by comparison, come to that conclusion. Now, there are reports of, and we reported this last night on the show, I've not really bothered to look for anything too much because I've been trying to disconnect myself from the news. But cruise missiles on Yemen and these developments in Syria now, we called this on the show many, many months ago. Even a couple of years ago, we talked about their intentions to create this massive war in the Middle East and use that as a pretext to bring down Christianity. I found one thing rather interesting. I was reading some documents, and it referred, this document that I was reading referred to a video that I could see online. And when I went online and looked at this video, I saw a person who I had been researching and could associate with money laundering in this country. This is a foreigner who happens to be named by the CIA as a member of Al-Qaeda. And this individual I tracked was living in California. I thought that was rather interesting. So some night in the future, when we get around to playing that particular track, the audio track, because this is radio, so you can't see the pictures, I will mention the individual's name. And I found it interesting that he's basically been ratted out as a CIA stooge. So you wonder what the CIA is doing with Middle Easterners. Oh, they say, well, we have to be able to speak Arabic. We have to have people that can communicate. This is the same guy who is involved in a scandal over trying to make a pig farmer get rid of his pigs because they want to build a new mosque next to it. Same individual that's in the video about the CIA. I thought that was rather ironic. So we make the news now ourselves. And in doing the research we're doing and looking for the truth, and connecting the dots with all the corruption, Pretty soon, I suppose all we need to do to connect dots is get a bucket full of paint and just throw it, you know, and all the dots will connect themselves. That's how many dots there are. But before we go there, to dispel all of the negative energy that you've had programmed into you, around you, and about you, I'm going to share something from Lyle Mays, keyboardist Lyle Mays, who is well known amongst music aficionados to be the keyboardist with Pat Metheny, guitarist Pat Metheny, whose music I do play from time to time. This is a composition, it's from about 8 or 9 years ago. It's called Corino. Thank you. from his album Street Dreams. That was pianist, keyboardist Lyle Mays and Corino. Corino is sort of a song that's used for a particular kind of dance. It's a very happy dance. And if you added a bunch of percussion instruments, and by the way, it's a Brazilian dance. If you add percussion to that, it'll sound very much like a samba. But it's a little bit more lighthearted in a way. Sambas can get pretty explosive at times, very passionate type of rhythm and melody and very beautiful chord structures. I love that type of music, and I know that it dispels a lot of negative energy. So I hope you could feel that. Now, I've had numerous requests, people asking me, would you play that clip again? I have somebody that's going to listen to the show tonight that didn't believe what I told them happened. And there were other people that just got such a kick out of it. I'm referring to the clip of three news reporters. These are field reporters on assignment. And you've all seen this, where the anchor in the studio has them standing out in front of a burning building, or they're standing near an ambulance with its lights flashing, or they'll go to a place where there's been a shootout and they'll show 20 patrol cars, but nobody can get close to there. But somehow, if the reporter goes there, the reporter's in danger, and you subconsciously feel fear for that person, and maybe even for yourself, because you're watching all this chaos, all this sensationalism. And so the field reporter is very important in the programming that goes on. Their job is pretty important because they're selling you the story, or they're reinforcing you the story. Now, what happens when they lose it? What happens when they begin speaking a foreign tongue? And it could be that they don't even know that they can speak this tongue, or that they've been hiding the fact that they can speak the tongue. But for whatever reason, whether they're being mind-controlled and zapped with some kind of technology, or they're short-circuiting like a cyborg, and that would be part human and part computer interface together, like you see on some of the Terminator movies, or even on Predator. Again, another Arnold Schwarzenegger thriller. Your imagination is going wild. Oh, this can't be real. This can't be real. And you're seeing all these images or learning of technologies and things that have been discovered that are presented to you as if they're just fantasy because it's in a movie. And they don't say, this is based upon a true story. The following characters are real, but their names have been changed to protect the innocent. They used to start Dragnet with that mantra. And, of course, then you watch the story and you believe the good guys got the bad guys. And that's the end of crime. And then you look at government and you look at science and you look at all their agencies and how much they're hiding from us. And you come to the realization, well, why are they hiding this? And if they're hiding something, it must be the truth. So if what we have as a belief system is not true, then it's an illusion. I'd like to know the truth. And so you ask questions. And occasionally someone has a recorder running and they're listening to the news. Could be about the Grammy Awards, or it could be about Lord knows what. To try to understand what these people are saying is another issue. That's how much they cracked up. That's what a meltdown really is about. If you want to hear a meltdown, I'm going to play the clip I played last night. This is three reporters from Los Angeles, Wisconsin, and Toronto on station in Japan, just totally losing it.
Hanson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Saree.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terry Chazen for the bit. They had the pit.
Gazette. Thanks, Margo.
Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelée Brinritz by health urgent. President Obama will head to the...
So if it takes ground forces, it's going to be at ground forces.
Meaning it may have only just begun. Mark McAllister, Global News.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Mark McAllister from Japan tonight.
Now, at one point, the lady, the second lady newscaster, sounded almost like she said exorcist. And then, now, I don't know what the Garbins are, but I can tell you we're pretty sure that this is reptilian language. I speculated that last night, and I got a confirmation. One of the words, well, I'll save that because I'm anticipating a complete translation of what was said. And we have to take it in context with the struggle that these three reporters had in getting the English words out. Total meltdown. Total meltdown. That is the meltdown that people should be talking about, really. And I'm not trying to belittle what's going on in Japan. We've been told a lot of lies, and there's no reason to suspect that the truth-telling on that count has begun. If you heard any truth from the media, folks, I just played a 1 minute 39 second clip of the truth, as I said last night. And so I want to thank those people for corroborating what we have been saying for a number of years on Evident Footprints, that many people are under mind control and that there are beings from other planets in our environment. They're on the planet. They're underneath the surface of the planet. They are flying around in space around this planet, and they're flying around our solar system and around our galaxy. The most we can get, and I'm repeating myself here, but for those new listeners, the most we can get out of NASA is a worm that hitchhiked a ride on a meteorite as being intelligent life out there in the universe. Stupid is, stupid does, I guess. Now, I prefer to call the aliens visitors. In fact, that's what they are. They're our brothers and sisters from space. And imagine going to their planet and having you yourself be called an alien. You could say, well, you know, I'm a human being. I'm not an alien. So think about that. Yet this piece is called The Real Story Behind Aliens, UFOs, Demons, Illuminati, and Satanism. Now, I didn't put this clip together, but there's some very interesting vignettes here. First, we're going to hear from Ted Gunderson. Ted's been on this show a number of times, and he's actually doing quite well. He had some major surgery. There have been numerous attempts on his life. Ted was the former special supervisory agent of the Los Angeles division of the FBI. Ted was present when Tim Osman, Osama bin Laden, in 1986 was being given a bunch of weapons to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, including computers, computer software, and large amounts of cash. And this is going to talk about a number of topics here, so I hope you pay attention.
Two years ago,
From my research, I'm convinced it's much more serious than that. It's more than a loose-knit network. It is a conspiracy. In 1784, a copy of this document was sent to the Illuminist Weissop and delegated to foment the French Revolution. You mean the Illuminati was responsible for the French Revolution? Yes, absolutely. The courier was struck dead by lightning as he rode through Ratisbon on his way from Frankfurt to Paris. What about a little divine intervention there, huh? The police found the subversive documents on his body and turned them over to the proper government authorities. After careful study of the plot, the Bavarian government ordered the police to raid Weissop's newly organized lodges of the Grand Orient and the homes of some of the most influential associates, including the castle of Baron Bossen Sonderdorf. Additional evidence was thus obtained, convinced the authorities the documents were a genuine copy of a conspiracy by which the Synagogue of Satan had controlled the Illuminati at the top, planned to use wars and revolutions to bring about the establishment of one kind or another of a one-world government, the powers of which they intended to usurp as soon as it was established. In 1785, the Bavarian government outlawed the Illuminati and closed the lodges of the Grand Orient. In 1786, they published the details of the conspiracy.
The new order of the world, our enterprise is now a success.
He said these blind slaves say they are free and highly educated, even as they march behind, notice this word, signs. Have you ever taken time to analyze a sign or a billboard or a logo?
We'll start up here. In 1784, an act of God placed the Bavarian government in possession of evidence which proved the existence of the continuing Luciferian conspiracy. This explains the previous 9 pages, goes into it in detail. We don't have time to do it completely. Conspiracy. Adam Weissoff, a Jesuit plain professor of canon law, defected from Christianity and embraced the Luciferian ideology while teaching at Ingolstadt University. In 1770, the money lenders who had recently organized the House of Rothschild retained him to revise and modernize the age-old protocols designed to give the Synagogue of Satan ultimate world domination so they can impose the Luciferian ideology upon what remains of the human race after the final social catechism by use of satanic despotism. Weissoff completed his task on May the 1st, 1776. It's a communist holiday, isn't it? May 1, 1776. The plan required the destruction of all existing governments and religions. In 1776, Weissoff organized the Illuminati to put the plot into execution. The word Illuminati is derived from Lucifer and means holders of the light. Weissoff's revised plan required his Illuminati to do the following things to help them accomplish their purpose. One, use monetary and sex bribery to obtain control of people already occupying positions in high places in the various levels of all governments and other fields of human endeavor. Once an influential person had fallen for the lies, deceits, and temptations of the Illuminati, they were to be held in bondage by application of political and other forms of blackmail and threats of financial ruin, public exposure, and physical harm, and even death to themselves and their loved ones. Number 12. Told those present that they must use their wealth to have candidates chosen to public office who would be obedient to their demands and would be used as pawns in the game by the men behind the scenes. The advisors will have been bred, reared, and trained from childhood to rule the affairs of the world. Number 13, control the press. Number 16, infiltrate into the secret Freemasonry to be used for their purposes. That's been documented many times. Number 17, expound the value of systematic deception. Use high-sounding slogans and phrases and advocate lavish promises to the masses, even though they cannot be kept.
I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest I will not relent in waging this struggle for freedom and security for the American people. So I don't know where he is. Nor, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. Terror is bigger than one person.
And I remember he was telling me how how you're going to see soldiers looking in caves for people in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all these places. And there's going to be this war on terror, which is no real enemy.
Who knows if he's hiding in some cave or not? We hadn't heard from him in a long time.
Operation Northwoods, the plan called for innocent people to be shot on American streets. This is the Pentagon. For boats carrying refugees fleeing Cuba to be sunk on the high seas. For a wave of violent terrorism to be launched in Washington, D.C., Miami, and elsewhere. People would be framed for bombings they did not commit. Planes would be hijacked using phony evidence, all of which would be blamed on Castro to justify an invasion of Cuba 40 years ago. An aircraft at Elgin Air Force Base would be painted and numbered as an exact duplicate for a civil registered aircraft belonging to a CIA proprietary organization in the Miami area. At a designate time, the duplicate would be substituted for the actual civil aircraft and would be loaded with selected passengers, all boarded under carefully prepared aliases. The actual registered aircraft would be converted into a drone, remote-controlled plane, their word for it. Take-off times of the drone aircraft and the actual aircraft would be scheduled to allow a rendezvous south of Florida.
I mean, he's been tested unlike any other president. This is 9/11. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
He argued that the use of any and all means to reach their final goal was justified on the grounds that the ruler who governed by the moral code was not a skilled politician because he left himself vulnerable and is in unsuitable position to his throne. He said, those who wish to rule must have recourse to cunning and to make believe because great national qualities like frankness and honesty are vices in politics.
Fellow citizens, we'll meet violence with patient justice, assured of the rightness of our cause, and confident of the victories to come. In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom, and may He watch over the United States of America.
Now, before I go on and play part two of this documentary, I noticed that everyone who was speaking on here, I either know your host, either knows these people personally, they've either been on the show or I've talked to them at some point, they've read my research, and or they listen to evident footprints. I thought that was rather interesting. I had nothing to do with the planning of who was in this video. Of course, you're not seeing the images, but they're showing some rather familiar faces. And the faces betray the words that were said. Part two of the real story behind aliens, UFOs, demons, Illuminati, and Satanism.
Union Banking Corporation was liquidated by the U.S. government, and Prescott Bush received $1.5 million for his holdings in his Nazi business, and that was the beginning of the Bush family fortune, for all intents and purposes. George Bush takes his inspiration from what he learned in Skull and Bones and from the Thule Society that Hitler and Goebbels and Goring cut their teeth in, Bohemian Grove, these evil organizations that perpetrate the ugly things that these criminals are doing to this country for which they must be held accountable.
They are the most violent, dirtiest people on the face of the earth. Somewhere, Americans are going to have to take their country back and start finding out who are these people. Who are these people we call our representatives? The Bushes. George Bush, the president, his father, went around the country talking about a new world order. The people who are running this country from behind the scenes do not care a thing about Americans or bloodshed anywhere.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
Sir. Were you a member of Skull and Bones, Gonzalez and Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's all right. Let me answer his question.
And what you're looking at here, staggeringly, is a group of people, some of the most famous people in America, in long gowns. Behind them there, you see a 40-foot stone owl. And there's the fire between them, next to the lake at Bohemian Grove. Now, one might wonder, understandably, why the people that run the banking, political, economic system, and the media in America should be dressed in long robes doing a ceremony to a 40-foot stone owl. I think we should be told.
No doubt you'll be hearing about all the differences between John Kerry and George W. Bush. But we've discovered they do have something in common. During their respective college days at Yale, they both belonged to a group called Skull and Bones.
He's come pretty close. She was part of a team that successfully recorded part of the initiation ceremony that takes place in the tomb's courtyard.
Okay, you have the doorway here.
Yeah.
Okay, then to the right, you have a hedge, and then you have an evergreen tree. If you follow that line straight back, courtyard's in there.
Ah, okay. So that's where they have the ceremonies.
Outdoor part of it. Part of it was indoors. So we only got to see the outdoor part.
Right.
We only got to and to listen to the outdoor part. God only knows what went on indoors.
And what did you hear? What was it? You managed to get this unique
accent. It was disgusting. It was gross. I mean, they were pretending to murder people. And
what was the tone of it, though? Was it jokey? Or was it
smart? No, it wasn't jokey at all. It was sick. It's about the only way I can describe it. It was sick.
What you're hearing is the first recording ever made of the Skull and Bones initiation ceremony. It has never been broadcast before. Fifteen new members of the club are being introduced into the macabre rituals of Skull and Bones by the senior students who are about to graduate. The club has what some might see as a strange fascination with death, skulls and bones. There's the chants too, difficult to hear first of all, but including the devil equals death, death equals death.
But when you get into a secret society of spirit worshippers, then, and especially when you're invited there by the direction of the higher-ups in the spirit world, you never get out of there alive. And he told us, he says, look, we worship spirits. We worship Lucifer and all his angels. They're just as beautiful as they did before they were cast out of heaven. He says, there was a misunderstanding in the whole thing, he says, among the inhabitants of the galaxies. And he says, our master was misunderstood. And they always praise the great master, Satan, as a super intelligent being that he is, beautiful to behold. And if he ever appears to you, you won't be able to look upon him because he'll be too bright.
What have Herbert Hoover, Art Linkletter, Jack London, and Richard Nixon all had in common? Well, they've all been members of the exclusive all-male Bohemian Club in California, where every year at this time, the elite from around the country get together for 2.5 weeks of fun and games.
Among its members are businessmen like Leonard Firestone and Edgar Kaiser, and political figures like Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger, William French Smith, and George Shultz. President Reagan, Vice President Bush, and Defense Secretary Weinberger are members of other camps. Richard Nixon is a Bohemian, and so are high-ranking executives of such companies as Eastern Airlines, Standard Oil of Indiana, and Bank of America. Privacy is one of the Grove's most cherished virtues. Members may not photograph, record, speak, or write about activities at the retreat. While many public officials are Grove members, the press is a distinctly unwelcome guest.
We're from ABC News.
Well, get back there. Get back there.
Can we talk to somebody in
there? Get back there.
You see, for over 120-plus years in Northern California, in Sonoma County, on a 2,700-acre secluded redwood grove, leaders from around the world, prime ministers, chancellors, presidents, governors, again, the heads of industry, banking, academia, the media, Hollywood, travel there to engage in bizarre, ancient Canaanite, Luciferian, Babylon mystery religion ceremonies. We were inside 4 hours. That's only one day out of the 2 weeks that they meet there for the admitted summer fire festival of the Bohemian Club.
Faces to the marketplace. Do ye not find me waiting?
after year within this happy grove. Our fellowship bans thee for a space. Thy malevolence, which would pursue us here, has lost its power under these threatening trees. So shall we burn thee once again this night, and the flames that keep thine effigy, we shall read the sign, dead summer sets us free.
He shall burn me once again!
Now for these ways, which hither ye have brought from regions where I reign, ye fools and priests, I spit upon your fire.
Hail, fellowship's eternal flame. Once again, dead summer sets us free.
Now, that's the end of part two of this very interesting documentary. I don't necessarily promote all of what's being pronounced in terms of who snuck in where to film this. I understand it's pretty heavy security. It is possible to infiltrate security and covertly film such an event. And I suppose tipping your camera to one about a 45-degree angle clockwise makes it look like you're really straining to take a picture of it, and it makes it even look more macabre than it is. But there are manifestations of demons that can be seen in a night sky lit by torches, and in fact, one of the demons uses two of the flames from two adjacent torches for eyes. A lot of symbolism in it. I am going to take a moment and revert back to the first clip that I played.
This is live.
Because I have actually the translation of some of the words that are used. Now, I know from looking at the list that these are not in the exact order of the video, and that's no one's being faulted for that. But it is a reptilian language. The language is called Derain. Derain, D-E-R-A-I-N, would be how we would write it in our language. And I recognize the first word in the list is actually one of the last words that the third reporter used. Garbanz, which means dirty or filthy. Bertation, this is one of the first strange and reptilian words that the first reporter, the female reporter, used while she was standing out in front of the Grammy Awards at the Staples Center. Bertation in reptilian means legal or legalistic. Strange word to be using at such an event. Habitake means sanctuary. Unketraso means underground or hiding places. Now, that sounds like a reptilian word, doesn't it? Anonsenenic peace agreement. That could have come out when they were talking about what's going on in the Middle East. The one lady ended with the words health ertet, and that means less available. Now, if you could figure out what she was saying in that second piece, I suppose then you would understand why she said less available. But she said health or tet, and that's what that means, less available. Darsin, many people. Exorcisk, a crazy person. Disrancho, a meeting place. Then there's parak, justified, and those are words that were picked out of what was being said. There may have been some reptilian gibberish too, but I'm going to play this again. Keep those words in mind as you listen to this, because some of you intuitively can pick up on what's being said here. And this is not to be redundant that I'm playing it again, but just to give you a chance to review this. And I did promise I would get you translation. By the way, the individual who translated this speaks 57 languages.
Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Saree.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Terrence Chazen for the bit, the pit.
Gazette. Thanks, Margo. Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Stracho and play Breenritz by health urgent. President Obama will head to the...
So if it takes ground forces, it's going to be at ground forces.
Meaning it may have only just begun. Mark McAllister, Global News.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McCloud did confirm today that more than 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN, while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Mark McAllister from Japan tonight.
The hues of the gardens of today. That would mean the hues or the colors of the dirty or filthy. This guy was in a meltdown. That is a true meltdown, folks. I promise you I won't bore you with that clip anymore. Now, we've been outlining a basic history of what preceded what we have today. It's the plan, and there have been little vignettes that bring us back into time, but it started out talking about the Luciferian or satanic history of the Illuminati. If you could see some of the graphics, and it really wasn't worth reading it to you because you can eventually look up these videos yourself, but again, I found myself knowing some of the people in part two as well. Not everyone. There was a Frenchman there, Roger, I think it was Morin. Anyway, I never met him and never had heard of him before. So that's one I didn't know. But I suppose with the radio show, with the research and the exposure that it gets, that eventually people pay attention. After all, isn't that what it's about? This is part three of the real story behind aliens, UFOs, demons, Illuminati, and Satanism.
The Bohemian Club. As you say, the Bohemian Club? That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV. Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But you, we have public officials.
You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you.
You ever
and goodbye.
Been in the ritual?
Let's leave your damn business.
Prince of all mortal wizards, Owl of Bohemia, we beseech thee, grant us thy counsel.
Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature.
They had exactly the same agenda, and that was for bringing in this new world order. I heard George Bush talking at that time. He was talking to Bill Clinton, and I've since photographically recorded it and wrote it verbatim in our book, that when the American people became disillusioned with Republicans leading them into the New World Order, that Bill Clinton, as a Democrat, was going to be put into the office of president. This was decided in 1984. Actually, I'd heard about it even prior to that, but that, as of 1984, they were already discussing it as an absolute fact.
The CIA is carrying out mind control on countless numbers of unwitting American victims, and even went so far as to say the basic methods that they use in this mind control: hypnosis, drugs, and torture.
Three parts of policy that they had adopted there. The second one was to find a way of being able to get total control of people's minds. And that would be done by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introduce it as a new science for the benefit of mankind.
They're showing Bill Clinton in what appears to be a hypnotic trance while someone is applying makeup to his face, adjusting, rearranging his hair, and he has a blank look on his face, not even blinking.
Reflecting a policy of genocide either against the Tibetan people themselves or against their culture.
once I realized I had met an honest, genuine, high-level Freemason who told me there were 13 levels of Freemason above the 33rd degree, and that these people were God. There was no God, they were God. So I asked them about their plans to kill people, and they said, yes, there are too many people on the planet. We need to get rid of several billion. And war doesn't seem to work, so we're going to use disease and starvation.
Happening, and he attempted to warn us when he left office. He told us, quite bluntly and in no uncertain terms, to beware of the military-industrial complex. And who is the military-industrial complex? It is the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and since the inception of the Trilateral Commission as well. Was made up of the Executive Committee of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, it is extremely significant that you understand that the first six members from the government, along with President Eisenhower, were also members and longtime members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They believed in that organization. They believed in its goals, which was one world government.
Number 15, Great Industrial Depression and Financial Panic, unemployment, hunger, shortage of food. Use this to control the masses or the mobs, and use the mob to wipe out all those who dare to stand in the way. Well, I'll tell you right now, every expert I've talked to is talking about food shortage. And it's coming, I'm convinced.
What were they? Because I'd never seen anything like that. And his statement was that if he told me, I would be one of few people in Madison, Georgia that knew about him. And he says they're disposable coffins, they were stacked, he told me 15 high.
Now, I'm hoping in the coming weeks that I can play the other seven parts, not all on the same night, of course. We don't have that much time, but it's a very interesting piece, and there's a lot of truth in what's coming out here. I'm sure if you listen to this show with any regularity, you recognize many of these topics. There are a couple of people that I didn't know in that episode as well. But again, if you could see the photos, they certainly know who I am. And maybe some of you out there as well. Before I make my final comments, I'm going to allow you to expel any negative energy that you may have absorbed listening to all that. And think about all that you dream. Thank you. Little Feet and All That You Dream. That's from the album, which is entitled the Last Record Album, although it wasn't their last record album. That's what they called it anyway. Good marketing ploy, if nothing else. But they were making a statement. All That You Dream. What does that mean? Well, those of you who are after the truth, who are seeking the truth and turn to God for the truth, are going to learn it. And it's coming out as fast as the lies are being told. We're discovering the truth, and they can keep on lying. We know they're lying. So we don't really have to pay attention to the lies because they're nothing but illusions. This is all about discovering yourself and your role in the creation. And deciding if you are going to honor the creation or you're going to honor the alternative, which are those works of evil, satanic, Luciferian, whatever you want, whatever label you want to put on it. It's all the antithesis of God. and therefore it's all the antithesis of the creation. Is that what you would choose for yourself? We've been telling you the media lies. We got a translation from our friends out there that are familiar with these groups. And I owe a deep thank you to the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon, Karen, who translated that for us. And might as well give a shout out to General Jeremiah's crew and everyone involved in Project Alliance. That has a lot to do with the truth that came out on tonight's show and will continue to come out. And you are not the only ones listening to this show, folks, on this planet. It's being heard throughout the galaxy on over 2,000 planets. And the Federation has helped in that cause. I had nothing to do with that. I think it's fantastic that other planets and the people living on other planets, many of them who are very much like us in appearance, except likely better looking, much more intelligent than us, and much more spiritually advanced than us. And yet the same opportunities await us if we only search for them. The solutions and the answers you're looking for to undo what you heard on this show tonight in terms of those pulling the strings, and we haven't even really touched upon that yet because there's a lot more to come on upcoming shows. Those people would have you be ignorant, dumbed down. They have to use artificial means and technology to keep you from knowing who you are, to keep you from knowing the Creator, who loves you dearly. He loves all of his creations. Think of how sad it makes him to see those that would turn away. Yet, in his omniscience and his omnipotence, he knows that they do what they do. He knew before they did it. He sees all of it. They just haven't figured that out. We have, and we will continue to do that. Tomorrow night is Wellness Wednesday. I encourage you to, if you haven't been listening to Wednesday nights with Dr. Wayne Pickering, please do so, because many of the answers you're looking for about your own life, your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health will be discussed in a series of shows that we're going to be doing on Wellness Wednesday. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. I do hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Over at BBS Radio tonight, we had Don Newsom on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Again, join me tomorrow night for I sound like those newscasters. Join me tomorrow night for Dr. Wayne Pickering. And in the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.